Good evening, Mr. McDougal here, December 26th, 2023, podcast episode 2 of the day. This, if you're hearing this message, you've already missed the boat, okay? So you're going to have to use this for next year. This section is called The Impact of Jesus' Birthday, okay? So the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, there is a celebration going on in the spiritual world, the highest celebration. We're here to celebrate Jesus' birthday. And the cool thing about Jesus' birthday, when you show up to Jesus' birthday, he gives you things. Hey, isn't that something? Isn't that glorious? When you show up to Jesus' birthday at church, you get things. He gives you things. Whose birthday you go to and they give you things, right? So here we go. The impact of Jesus' birthday. This outline will contain, I'm going to tell you about the impact of going to Jesus' birthday, the blessings of Christmas, provisions and gifts, the impartation of wisdom, which is the greatest gift of them all. And then I'll conclude with the favor of God. This walking with Jesus is so easy, guys. It's so easy. And that's why I have such the joy of God inside of me. Because once you understand this advanced Christianity, this deep Christianity that I'm giving you on a silver platter and spoon, it's hilarious. It's just honestly so much fun. It's so rewarding. It's so fulfilling, especially when you see God operating in your life at scale. So here, we'll start with the impact of Jesus's birthday, podcast episode 2 of the day. There's 4 blessings to be activated today. Now, today I mean Christmas Eve, okay? So use this message to encourage you to go to church on Christmas Eve next year and never miss Christmas Eve next ever for the rest of your life. Right now is a specific celebratory season in heaven. God's birthday is the most important day. It's the Creator's birthday today. God has made in man's image. This is the day when Mary and Joseph gave birth to God. In this moment, all the heavenly realms are celebrating and rejoicing. Today is a celebratory day in heaven. Today is the day of joy and celebration. On this day, God gives to his children. This day, God wants to give you a celebratory gift. For a Christian who doesn't come to the house of God on Jesus' birthday, it's seen as an act of dishonor. So for a Gentile or a heathen to come to church on Jesus' birthday, God is going to touch you because he's proud of you. That's an act of honor. Christmas is not a page holiday. It's about Jesus Christ. Today is an important day in heaven, and here are the blessings of Christmas. Blessings of Christmas is tangible in the house of God. If you are not in the house of God, you will not be blessed. If you're not at service, God can't bless you. When he wants to give you something because of his birthday, it's in his house. Impartation of the spirit of joy. High joy is available because it is a celebratory day. The power of joy can enter you today. If you are suffering, come to Jesus' birthday because he wants to impart into you joy. Rejoice and leap for joy on Jesus' birthday. You need the joy of God. You have to enjoy the Lord. When there is joy in your body, you are connected to God. When you are sad and depressed, your spiritual Wi-Fi to God is not connected. Enhanced elite joy because today is his birthday. One of the systematics of Satan is bringing back your trauma to your mind until you become in the presence of God. When the Spirit of God enters you, the trauma is removed and you never think of it again. And I am speaking from firsthand experience. Joy is the most sought-out commodity of this world. Wealth doesn't bring you enduring fulfillment. Christ does. The joy of God is fulfilling and enduring. All human beings want joy. Joy is the meaning of life. When you have joy of God in you, praying, Bible, evangelism becomes easy. Joy is the catalyst of Holy Spirit. Now, provisions and gifts. God gives out provisions and gifts when you go to Jesus' birthday. In the spiritual world, these vibrational escrows are released. These ladders are available to you to unlock. Right now, gifts are available. God wants to give you a gift because He has everything. God wants to give you a gift on His birthday. Be present with connection. Provisional gifts, treasures. If God wants to give you a gift, don't limit Him. God sends money. Somehow, some way, He will send you things. Only for those in the house of God gives gifts. It is the King that gives citizens gifts. Jesus is like that. The blessing of the Lord is upon the house. If the heart is serious, how the heart is in service has a big play on the releasing of provisions. And what I mean is, if you go to church with an open heart and you're happy and you're just pumped to be at God's birthday, you're going to get more blessing, anointing, and gifts. But if you go there grudgingly and sternly, He's going to withhold it. He's going to withhold your gifts, and it's going to take you more labor to get your rewards. And so these podcasts that I'm dropping for you guys, underground Christian economy here, you apply what I'm teaching you. That's what matters. It doesn't matter how long you go to church. What matters is how much you're applying of these scriptures and this advanced wisdom. This is an advanced wisdom podcast. And if you apply these things, your growth, you can surpass so many people in the spiritual world like I have. And it's not a competition. The goal is to be better than you were yesterday and focus on your next level in Christianity. I want my destiny. The way you say amen matters. You have to be serious with God. Always be serious with God. Now, when you go to Jesus' birthday, you get the impartation of wisdom, and wisdom is greater than gold and rubies. God can inject you with supernatural wisdom today. Wisdom can be downloaded into your brain today. Wise men went to see the child of God. Wisdom is better than rubies and diamonds. I'm talking about both understanding of wisdom of life and wisdom of scriptures. You will need understanding. You'll need to understand God at a much higher frequency and make wise decisions of life. Your thoughts become calculated. You will know what to do because of the spirit of wisdom. Spirit of wisdom will give you power of sound decision making available to you. Wisdom helps you avoid pitfalls. Wisdom will allow you to understand God. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and gets understanding. God is a God of wisdom, period. Pitfalls of life are created from unsound decision making. Wisdom is strength. Solomon was the richest man ever because of wisdom. You need wisdom. A person close to God has wisdom. There is no shortcut to be close to God. You need the spirit of understanding because God is so meticulous. The Holy Spirit can make you a very wise person in God and in life. It takes wisdom to run a lucrative business. It takes wisdom to have a marriage, successful marriage. It takes wisdom to have good children. The spirit of wisdom will impact your life in all areas. To have productive kids, wisdom you need. To understand God, wisdom you need. To have financial peace, wisdom you need. Wisdom will impact your life. You will know what to do. There will be no guessing in life. Your steps will be guided by Holy Spirit like Mr. McDougal has been his entire life. Wisdom will make you press God harder. It takes wisdom to be anointed by God. Wisdom creates anointing. Highest form of wisdom is understanding and applying scripture. This is elite wisdom, what I just told you. I'm going to repeat it. The highest level of wisdom is understanding and applying scripture. So when you don't understand something I'm saying, write down the word you don't understand and look up on dictionary.com the definition of the word, save that word in your favorites, and once a month, print out your words that you favorite in dictionary.com, put them in a binder, and just take 10 minutes or a half hour and just read the definitions of the words you didn't know before you heard them come out of my mouth. And over time, your wisdom and your level of intelligence will increase. That's the first part to understanding. Then applying scriptures out of the Bible into real life, that's how you grow and you will receive extraordinary Christian results, such as Mr. McDougall has achieved and will be achieving. There are delayed blessings coming to me and all the people around me. If you are hearing this message, it's your lucky day. Solomon's wisdom was spiritual. Einstein's wisdom was scientific. What does wisdom generate in our lives? Health, prosperity, power, answered prayer, called of God on your life, achievement of destiny, open doors, fellowship, testimony, and provisions are all yielded from wisdom. Lastly, we're going to go on to the favor of God. So when you show up for Jesus' birthday, you get the favor. Now, I want to talk on a scientific level. As a CPA, what is the favor of God? Well, if you Google how many Christians are in Canada, there's 30% of the population is Christian. Ergo, you have 30% of all human bodies where Holy Spirit abodes. That light quotient is working in your life. That's mathematically the favor of God. So when I say you book an appointment with my office and I inject the prayer of salvation into you, you have this 30% energy invoked in your helix. This is the favor of God. Now, all the blessings that happen from there, that is a complex answer and it's a multi-path, which goes beyond the understanding of every human on the earth. No one will actually understand that, but God's timing and God's glory, that's how you become rewarded. In any event, favor of God is available on Christmas. There is favor and highly favor. This is the same favor Mary had. Mary was 90 years... No, not Mary. Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth to Isaac. Today, the favor of God can be stamped onto you. You need God's favor. It is a mathematical advantage, which I have previously explained. When God gives you the seal of favor, people of authority will have a weird desire to help you. They will have a supernatural desire to help you. They want to give you things and resources. Favor will open up to you and he will send you people who will help you. He will send a prominent person into your life. Others will go out of their way to help you. Favor does that. Find favor in the spiritual realm. The Bible uses favor and mercy interchangeably. This is advanced Christianity, I just told you. Favor and mercy, they're synonyms. They work the same. When God acts in your life, it's the mercy, the favor of God. This is prophetic understanding. So if you can understand, mercy and favor are the same thing. Favor will open up opportunities and opportunities will chase you. You understand what I'm saying? You show up to Jesus' birthday, favor is granted upon you. You become a positive light attraction and opportunities come to you. You don't have to chase opportunities. They come to you. Wouldn't you rather things come to you than you go to them? Well, go to Jesus' birthday and things will come to you. A great and effectual door will be opened. Favor makes opportunity chase you. Favor attracts opportunity, attracting opportunity, attracting opportunity. Favor will make your enemies bless you. And this is glorious. Your enemies will bless you. Your enemies will help you. That's what favor does for you. My cup shall run over in the favor of my enemies. Favor of God makes enemies help you. And one tip is don't try to understand what's the reason and why. Remove the word why from your life. Don't always ask for the reason. Let go of your understanding and have faith in God and understand that oracles of God are beyond human capability. There is no bounds to favor. Joseph was prisoner to prime minister because of favor. And I will give favor to the people, and they should not go empty-handed. The people left Egypt with abundance. Explain that, favor of God. My friend Isaac, his sister, rolled their Jetta. The car did two rolls. She got out of the car unscathed. Favor of God. Favor of God is an attractive magnetic pull towards your direction. This is one of the laws of the universe. God will bring you to a king, and the king will love you even though he doesn't even know you. This is the favor of God. It takes the favor of God to be used by God. Being used by God requires his favor in order to be impactful to the world. It takes favor to be used by God. Mary, God had his favor and then was used to bring Jesus into the world. To remove snakes from people, you need the favor of God. Christmas is not the time to backslide. Christmas is the time to boldly pursue and push yourself onto Jesus Christ and hold his hand and never let go. This is the end of the teaching. If you would like to book some time with me in my office, go to oceanahomes.org. I've priced myself fair and reasonable at a discounted price for the public, for those who may not afford my time. I wish you the best, and please apply this prophetic teaching to next year's Christmas Eve service. Take care. God bless you.